Hey everyone, Zach jumping here at the beginning real quick, just to let you know that we are working with Coruscant Knights, Dice of Cantina, Starbirds, and Flight Risk on the Donate for Destiny campaign for the Child's Play charity. Child's Play charity provides toys and video game consoles for kids who are like in the hospital or maybe domestic violence shelters, and it just helps to kind of make everything a little more comfortable for them. The Donate for Destiny allows you to impact our dice pool. If you donate $4, you can add one light side to our Destiny pool. The $6 donation will let the party reroll any number of positive dice on one skill check per $6 donation for the session. Every $10 donated, and you can choose whether or not our Destiny pool is all light or all dark. And again, for all of these, we'll shout you out on air and say thanks. And you want to make sure you send a message either via Twitter or email. If we can get $500, I would like to do a dice giveaway. As Tales of the Outer Rim could personally get up to $500 donated for this charity. So make sure you send us a message so we can enter your name in the drawing if we get $500. Alright, I'll let you get to the show. Hey everyone, Zach jumping in here real quick at the beginning just to let you know this is the second and last half of the pulling the audio off of Twitch for this boss fight. It is a boss fight, and as such, there wasn't a really good place to cut it, so this is a bit on the long side. If you gotta come back and finish it later, that's alright too. Alright, I'll let you get into the show. Alright everybody, welcome back to another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Stranger Skies. We are diving back into our boss battle against the Hutt Shoggoth monster, and we are, if I may say so myself, doing quite well. I, Zach, am playing Hesnip Farwander, the little Amaran Foxman, and we are being hosted by Adam, our GM. Say hi, Adam.
Hey, you pronounced raccoon wrong.
You son of a bitch. we have John playing Captain Torcott.
Hello.
We have Ryan playing HW.
Hello.
And we have Ben playing Neb Synod.
Hello.
John, you're a Tong, right? The precursor to the Mandalorians or whatnot?
Yeah.
The original OG Mandos. And Ben, you're a Thalothian, so you've got like head tendrils and stuff on Neb. And then HW, what is the species that you are? I can't remember what they're called.
He's a Polis Masan.
Ah, you have no mouth.
And I have no mouth.
Yet you must scream.
I scream through telepathy into people's brains.
Oh my god.
Even better.
And also, Polis Masan are generally really scrawny, but
He's swole.
He's super jacked. We are hoping that Mike Pye will show up soon to be able to play Seeley. Seeley, I don't remember what Seeley's last name is. She is a Kaminoan, so she's got the big long. She's the cloning species that clones people.
You were right. Seeley
Tong. Okay.
Yeah.
I think we left off with John going Kaokan, or Captain Torque going Kaokan, and power smoking the Hutt head off of this creature.
Yep. The head flew off, as did the gem. The gem actually managed to flip itself towards HW. And as you did that, Torque, you heard the Hutt head death gasp, where it said, and then it went into the water.
I don't think we heard what you said. What did you say?
Thank you.
Good. Awesome.
Is that audio gold?
That was really good. It was just quiet enough.
Except for last episode, you said, I'm free.
Yeah, you did. Either way. It's like an old 90s cartoon. They always like cut up the endings of the previous one and like rewrite it however they want for the intro of the next one.
Didn't have a hole in his chest right that time. But yeah, the gist was is that you're able to discern that the Hutt was operating against its will. Go figure. It didn't want to be a beast with many mouths.
Did a whole Hutt come out of this?
Just the head. It's
a beast with a billion backs.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I I understood.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it wasn't like entombed in that. It was like somebody, actually, now that it's flown off, you can see the stitches kind of disintegrating. Like somebody sewed this onto this thing.
Gross.
Yeah, and it, as you look at it, the Wampa arm is stitched on there, and it looks like the robot arm, you like, if you squint at it hard enough, is also grafted on it. You can see the remnants of other creatures and beings grafted on it too, but they have mostly been swallowed up by the tentacles. Black, horrific, slithering, squirming mass that is the Shoggoth. But as the head is knocked off, you also hear this just shriek of rage coming from the many mouths, and it's like a cacophony of yelling and screaming. Well, how about you all roll discipline real quick? Or resilience? Yeah, probably resilience.
Oh no. I'm so deep into my journal. Hold on.
This shriek is piercing, and you are in a domed room, so all of that is just like amplified at you.
Not to me, and I triumphed.
Jesus, why is your resilience so high?
It did that when I put the...
Well, because his brawn's super high.
Oh, that's fucking baller. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's pretty fucking cool. Torque, in your berserker state, you can shrug it off. Like, you don't... I say shrug off. You didn't even notice it. Like,
in fact, I put my finger over one of its mouths and was like, shh.
Yeah, sure.
And then gave its little lip the...
you can have... You know what? With that, you can have... with So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 success, 1 advantage, and a triumph. I'll upgrade your next roll on this. Because it probably isn't expecting... I mean, one, it's like in pain slash freed, but it's not expecting to be hit after, like, doing that. Everything this thing has encountered before, when it does that, it, like, they freeze. But you are not, you're the exception, not the rule.
HW also succeeded.
HW?
Too crazy to notice.
Yeah, too fucking gone. Far fucking gone.
He's too busy thinking about Diego.
This sounds like a symphony to Diego to you.
So, like, I assume actually gonna that. I was going to say, with the gem getting knocked nearby me, I think could absolutely, like, I'm so focused on that I don't even notice the screaming.
Think HW and Hez should make some sort of roll against each other to try and get to the gym first.
Just out of curiosity, can we find out without actually finding out in game, like, if they pick up the gem, are they going to be controlled too then?
We'll never know. We'll have to find out, I guess.
Yeah. That is a very good point.
Can I flip the light side for you to forget what I just said?
Well, like, it's not, like, mounted. If you pick it up and put it in a bag, it's not like it's, like, attached to you, right?
We'll find out when you pick it up.
Next time on Dragon Balls.
So, Torque knocked the head off this thing. And sir, in a dangerous rage. Dangerous, uncontrolled rage. And a gem went... It's actually like a metal socketed gem, but it pinged itself right in between HW and Hez. If you want to make a dot, if you guys want to try to fight for it, I think it's also going to eat up your turn for both of you.
Honestly, Hez might be a little preoccupied, but I know HW is laser focused on this thing.
I was going to say, you would have to take a setback die.
I'll just rescind my challenge.
I was gonna say,
let it. Fork's over here making silly putty out of this thing.
I know.
Right. We're just a gem in the corner.
We're over here playing marbles.
But yeah, I would let you do it, but based on the threat that you got and HW's successes, you would have to take a setback.
Yeah, he did get an advantage, so yes.
Yeah,
that's all he wants.
I mean, listen, you guys can probably share.
Yeah, it's the player's turn now. Whoever wants to go.
Yep.
I'd like to use my athletics or something and get away from these tentacles.
Well, they're...
I have become the new head.
Oh, shit.
I mean, if you just backpedal, you're not in engaged range.
That was going to be another one of my questions. I was like, So can they reach me back here in this area?
No, for sure not. No. Well,
I didn't know if this connected or what, so
no,
I
didn't know. It's a different holding pool.
Okay, okay.
We don't know
then
that.
Yes. I would like to go backwards so I don't have to use athletics then for that?
You shouldn't, no.
What exactly?
No, you can just walk backwards.
You can just go backwards and then shoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is
that gas still affecting me? Do I need to do something?
It's just smoke, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, it didn't hit square with anybody. It's just...
Is it still there, though?
Yeah, it's there, but it's just... Oh, you're going to take a step back, guy.
Well, if he runs out of it, he's not, is he?
Yeah, but it's obscuring his view.
Just shoot the tentacles. I got you.
Right.
Yeah. So any melee or any melee attacks that are done in there or shots done towards that cloud are going to take one setback die just because it's obscuring the view.
Cool.
Well, I was going to step back out of the cloud and possibly try to shoot the thing above it again and see if maybe I could possibly hit it this time.
Oh, yeah.
That's not in the cloud, so I will give that to you. And you can have that boost die. So it's just going to be your regular ranged attack plus one boost die.
Sweet.
Captain, heads up. Ooh, 3 success, 2 advantage. That's 10 damage.
Yeah, as you do that, the chunk of metal falls down.
Could the 2 advantage be that either Torque gets out of the way or gets to make some sort of like athletics check or something to not get hit by it also?
Good call.
So, Torque,
You want to see my boosted athletics right now?
Exactly. I'm like, athletics check!
Torque, you see this shot ring out as Neb shoots at the ceiling. Neb, did you say you shouted out?
Hey, watch out. I'm shooting this thing on the ceiling.
And you hear it in almost slow motion, Torque.
It's like, Captain, here it comes. Adam's a laser now.
And you just like see this thing falling in slow motion. And we'll do athletics to dodge. It'll let me set the dice pool. Yeah, it'll be an average roll. It's not going to be too hard.
Get that shit, Cap.
Ready?
Yeah, just go for it.
Yeah.
A success and 3 advantage. You do like a triple fucking axel.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you are able to skillfully dodge this. Like, I don't know if you even really completely understand right now what's going on.
It's the fury. It's taking control.
Yeah, like, this is the first time you've ever done this. Like, this is probably the first time any Mandalorian's done this in a very, very long time. At least 100 years.
Since I'm not a Mandalorian.
You're like the Mandalorian. The clan was still a Mandalorian, weren't they?
Predecessors.
Well, like, not like the creed, but like the race.
Man, anyway. Wish they were as cool as us.
Well, yeah, for sure. This is the first time in at least like a millennia that a Tong has, any living creature has done what you, like, entered the state that you just did. You only briefly, like, vaguely know of it because of this memory that you had.
Captain Torque, Ultra Instinct.
Yeah. Yeah, right? You're able to dodge, and it's just kind of disorienting to you, but it doesn't throw you off. You're just surprised at your own speed and how the rest is just reflex. Like, you've poised yourself into a good attack stance as you landed off or landed your jump. So what do you want to do with your advantage?
Can I add that and also add my triumph to my next attack?
No, your triumph already got... Your triumph was severing the Hutt's head off.
No, because my triumph came from the discipline check after.
Oh, did it?
The resilience check.
Oh, shit, he did have a triumph on the resilience check.
Yeah, on the resilience.
What did you want to do?
I want to use a triumph for my next attack.
Yeah, this time, man.
As long as I get a boost, I don't care.
You could recover strain, John. Use the 3 advantage to recover strain.
Ah, can I do that?
Each advantage could be a strain that you heal.
Is that fair with my situation now, though, Adam?
Yeah, all you did was jump out of the way.
Could have, like, refreshed him. Like, this is like a second surge of energy because he's adrenaline rush because he just dodged this giant falling piece of equipment.
Yeah,
it's like a counter. Like a counter, almost.
We may balance it after this, but for this encounter, yeah, that's fair. That's fine. I keep forgetting to tell you or remind you, but you are taking burn damage from one more round. I added it in after we heard.
What?
When it bit you, it did chemical burns to you.
Poop burns. You gotta fight that poop infection.
This thing has acidic bites.
Watch out for that desecrate.
How much damage per turn?
It ends up being about 2 damage after your soak. It ends up being 2 damage.
It has 10 burn damage?
1 per tooth. No? No?
Yeah, that's what's happening. But it's only for one more turn you'll take 2 damage. Not right now, it's at the beginning of, or at the end of your next turn.
Alright, Hez has had enough. He's like, I'm out of here, man. He's running a cover up above, so he's out of range of this monster. But I'm going to take another shot at the beast.
What do you think? The thing has like 300 tentacles.
I've had enough! This ends now!
Why does it feel like everywhere I end up after my turn, I'm like right in line with somebody shooting?
You're not. No. I mean, you're not. I went over. Yeah, he's... I mean, I can go here if you want, but I mean, like,
it would make me feel better.
Yeah, you know, I'll use this pillar as cover. There's a pillar to the north that I'm standing adjacent to use as cover against this zombie that's over here, but also as like a brace for me to shoot this hut. And I'm gonna suffer 2 strain to aim, if that's legit.
Yeah, it is. No, I mean, I just have multiple windows open right now. What are you doing?
I'm gonna shoot it.
You were aiming, so I upgrade it.
Oh no, I added a blue myself. Don't worry about upgrading. But you can keep that upgrade because I'm gonna use the light side point, which leaves us now at 2 light and 4 dark. So you can keep that upgrade, and I'm gonna roll attack. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. I'm smaller, so I get one more green. I'm going to add it myself. I'm 2 sizes smaller than him or whatever it is. Where's the gun? Cutie. All right, cutie, let's do it. Ooh-wee! 1 6... Wait, where's my stats for the gun? It didn't show. That's 6... 1 success, 4 advantage, and a triumph. So wow. This gun does 6 damage base. So that's 7 damage. And it crits at 3. And then I got a triumph.
Wow.
So,
job.
Roll crit at him, and it should be that it did add 10. Increased difficulty of all skill checks by 1. You got compromised again.
Yeah, I was going to say, holy shit.
Okay, so now he has...
Roll 2 difficulty die?
It adds 2 difficulty die to his checks now, yeah. And then I got 1 advantage and another triumph.
How many crits does it take to kill something?
Once it gets to like 250, I think it's dead. Because it's going to keep adding 10 every time it crits. Can I make that triumph another crit? And just roll crit again? Like, yeah, sure. There we go. Which one is this one? Discouraging wound. Flip 1 light destiny to dark. Wait. No, for you, it's 1 dark to light.
Yeah.
Woo! So now we're 3-3 again. And then I'll pass the 1 advantage as a boost to whoever goes next. That was awesome. Hez finally hit something with his gun, you guys. I don't think he's... it's 6 plus 1, so 7.
Nice shot, Hez.
So your gun, I mean, it definitely makes a solid shot, but, like, this thing just heals the hole that you blow in it.
Okay. That's legit. At least I'm critting it.
But it does, yeah, it does seem to be moving a bit slower. Quite sweet. A bit slower.
HW is ecstatic. He sees this gem on the ground. HW is going to pick this up and put it in his like pouch that he has.
Okay, HW, you need to roll discipline.
Yes.
Oh no.
Go for it.
A success and 4 threat.
So you're gonna take a setback die the next attack. Oh. Yeah, the next attack you take. So that'll be
okay.
2 right now.
He's over there smiling because he doesn't attack.
No, like, attack you receive. Next combat roll that you're in. But as you pick it up, you hear this. I'm going to try to do this. Like,
obey my command. Obey me.
Yeah, it's just the background.
Yes.
Goodbye, but Lord. HW is beyond this petty shit. He just goes, do what I say, and just sticks it in his little pouch.
How big is the gem, would you say? Like the size of an eyeball?
Well, a hut eye is like a fist, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say about the size of my fist.
Okay.
Then, yes, it would fit in his pouch that he has. That's fine.
Yeah, you just, like, happily put it in your pouch. You're like, ah!
It spoke to me. It spoke to me. He's so happy. Does that count as an action?
That's your, like, incidental.
Oh, picking that up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. HW is going to scamper. Is how I want to say that.
Okay.
He's gonna scamper to, like, here. He doesn't want to try to get past the tentacles. He's gonna do something completely uncharacteristic. Are those still wrapped around that post?
Yeah.
Okay. HW is going to take out his pickaxe and try to drive it through the tentacle to hold it in place.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so cool.
And I will take 2 strain to add a, like, to aim.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to use the light side point to upgrade that?
Yes, I do, because I'm going to need it.
Okay.
All right, let's see if this works.
Yes! 3 success and 2 and 2 threat. Pick, boom. Hmm.
Yeah, all 3 of those are, all 3 of the tentacles, you managed to drive a spike. Yeah, it's a spike. Your pickaxe drives right through there and then goes. You feel a solid as it sinks into the pillar, like the masonry right there. Yeah, they'll basically have to destroy that pillar to free themselves. So we can say that the main creature is stuck.
Do you see all those wonderful qualities my pick has?
Yeah, right? Oh, I remember
so
that.
Many.
Or 2 threat? I mean, you don't have your pick anymore. It's stuck.
Well, yeah. He expected that.
Oh, so 5, 6, 7. Next PC, Seely Tong. Oh, I gotta channel my inner Seely here.
Just bite something.
She's already full of womp rat.
Yeah, she doesn't have to swallow. She just bite. Well, that sounded fucked up.
Yeah, it did. Take advantage of being tied down and just shoot at it.
Does she have it? Oh, yeah, I gave her a gun. That's right.
Because...
Oh, my God, a complete wash. Wow, she is not made for blasters. You should have made her attack that Zambi.
Yeah, but what's the point?
So it doesn't attack her?
She's still in the shadows.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, she's still in the shadows.
A stray blaster bolt just erupted from the darkness and didn't do anything. It just shot across the background. Everybody stops for just 1 second and like, what the fuck? And then back to combat.
Seely just like looks left to right and then just slinks back into the shadows. All right. NPC's turn, but before we do that, we have to get the zombies into this. Yep. I'm gonna roll initiative real quick.
So since Celia is, as previously stated, in the shadows, if that one were to try to, the one near her were try to attack her, would it have to make a perception check first to see her?
Yeah, it was gonna try to attack her, but it's gonna go towards the little raccoon that's been making quite the
ruckus. Not a raccoon!
So, that one, that'll be that one's turn. It doesn't make it all the way.
What the hell are you coming after me for?
And then the next one closest to you is going to take a swing at you with its...
Wait! Yes, I'm going to suffer 1 strain, upgrade the difficulty of your attack once.
How many times can you do that?
Once per round.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Upgrade it?
Yeah, upgrade the difficulty once. So turn a purple to a red. It'll do it if you just upgrade it.
Desiccated.
So it does 1 damage plus, or 1 success plus 5 damage, so 6. Cool. 1/3 of Hez's health is now gone.
Hez tries to scamper out of the way, but this thing, it's like, it's actually, you get a good look at it too, Hez. Like, this thing... Like, it used to be, this thing in particular was a human. at one point. You can tell that much.
The name tag but, says like, Hank.
No.
It's Gog and Magog.
Yeah, it's Gog and Magog.
Yeah.
No. Sorry, go on.
They were definitely evil. But yeah. It's like instead of having five digits on its hand, they have like fused together into two different claws. Well, three. The thumb is still there. Pointer and middle, and then pinky and, I don't know, index? Nope. Ring finger. That's right. Yeah, so basically, instead of having five fingers, it's got three that have fused into like this claw. And there's tentacles. The claw slashes at you, and you take a pretty good hit. That's two. So, we'll say that we'll use all three turns for the tentacles to try to pull, do damage to the pillar. It will be a strength check.
All I got was a triumph. A single, solitary triumph. Does it pickaxe right out of itself or something? Rip itself free? I don't know.
No, it'll add a boost die. Like, it is adding strain. So it, like, goes to try to pull away from it, like, pull the pillar down.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, is adding extra strain on the pillar. It doesn't do any damage to it, but it's, like, that force is already being applied for the next hit, which comes right there. 4, 5, 6, 2 threats. That tentacle tears itself and takes damage. I need to write this down. Okay. Last tentacle. Oof.
4 failures and an advantage. It hurt itself in its confusion.
Yeah, it doesn't take effective. Damage. The advantage is it doesn't take damage, I guess.
Sure.
Those are the tentacles.
Like I'm still the GM or something. Sure, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And the Shoggoth in the middle is now in a rage, having been injured, and it will lash out at the thing that just pinned it down. HW, it is going to
kill you in one hit.
Yeah, so this writhing mass, there's no longer a hut head on it, so it's just this writhing mass of tentacles and mouths and eyeballs that just, like, sinks down into the water and then comes up as almost like this tidal wave of flesh as each of the mouths and that's the tentacles gross. Is just, like, focused on you.
HW is just, yeah, he's not, he's did something out of character. Oh, no.
First attack will be Toothy Bite. Yeah.
Oh my god, dude. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 successes with 6 damage. That's 13 damage again. What's your soak?
4.
Damn. Better than I thought. So you take what? 9 damage?
Yeah.
I will flip a light side point.
Dark side point?
Dark side point?
Yeah, those points make Toothy Bite the caustic. So you are taking burn damage. You will take 2 damage for the next 2 turns.
Oh, it's irrelevant. That 13 will knock HW down.
Well, you only took 9 of it. Will that put you down? Yeah. Oh.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
You know, Adam, you don't have to kill us.
He is now sad.
That's okay. And then the ship monster will turn around. It's not really the ship monster anymore. It's just a Shoggoth. We'll turn around and take a swipe at Torque with its Bantha Claw.
How many turns does this thing get?
Like 15 turns and like 15 NPCs with it.
Not to mention it's got like 100 dice you're rolling for its attack every turn.
Well, the tentacles haven't done any damage. You guys have done a good job of mitigating
them. Well, Zombie got me.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll take a swipe.
Well, looks like he did nothing. So we'll go with that.
Yeah, all right. How about that? 8, 9, 10. So you take 3 damage. The threat is that this thing way overextended with its swing. It's a black die on the next combat. 2. I keep forgetting to add the adversary roll on there, too.
We would literally, yeah. It would be like impossible for us to kill this.
You're doing pretty good.
PC's turn now?
Yeah.
Can I use a light side point to just so happen to have one more grenade in my bag?
Yeah.
Cool. Just light side. And Hez is going to be like, everybody, heads up. He's going to run over here with his maneuver. I'll spend the strain or whatever to draw. Is it two strain? Yeah, two strain. To use the maneuver to draw it out of my bag. Because I don't have quick draw. And I will throw. Do I have anything down here? No. Dang. Okay. And I'll throw a grenade. Where's the frag grenade? I'm throwing it between the two zombies trying to get them both.
Oh, cool.
Or I'll throw it at the front one, but in a manner in which it's more towards both of them kind of thing.
If you give me another light side point, I can upgrade it for you.
I don't need to upgrade it. It's fine.
Okay. I think that's just two purple die.
I don't want to give you any more destiny points.
That's fine.
Yeah, three success and an advantage. So that's seven, eight, nine damage.
Fucking perfect, bro. So I'm not stoked that you hit the zombies. What I'm stoked at is that the zombies were standing next to that pillar.
I was going to say, can my advantage be that the pillar does something too?
It's in the blast range. You take the pillar down.
Oh, I rolled the wrong thing. I clicked frag. Why did it roll cutie? I'm so sorry. The grenade does 8 damage.
Yeah, so that pillar's still destroyed. 8,
9, 10, 11 in an advantage.
Yeah, you throw this grenade and it definitely kills these two zombies. They are vaporized. Dead.
Yeah.
They get caught up in glass. But the more important thing is that you see one of the pillars supporting the ceiling in the dome like just crumbles.
Ooh.
And as that pillar goes out, you can see that the dome on the ceiling of the cistern, it was, you don't want to say cheaply built, but like these pillars are definitely supporting the ceiling, and as it does, a chunk of the ceiling falls down and hits this thing in the center and does like it was it probably a good like 2 tons of just masonry just fell on it square. This thing is looking quite a bit worse for wear than what it was before.
Sweet. Oh man, that was awesome! It's just blood all over his jumpsuit.
Oh yeah, like there's blood like flying everywhere.
No, I mean like from himself. A third of his health is gone. he got messed up.
When this thing gets hit by that giant chunk of stone that hits it, like black blood flies up everywhere. Like the water is instantly dyed black.
Oh, spooky!
All right, next turn.
Stubby, get over here. So he's just gonna kind of come over here and grab HW and come back over here out of harm's way, drag him out of there.
Probably cost you 2 strain to come back.
Okay.
Because that'd be it'd be a maneuver to get there, and then you pick him up, and then a maneuver to get back.
Sorry, what's happening?
He drug HW out of harm's way, but he used both maneuvers because he had to go there and back, and he had to use his action to pick him up or whatever.
Okay, yeah, that happens.
No maiming of my corpse.
Save this weird face mask.
It's your turn.
Is he officially dead?
No, he's not dead.
No, he's unconscious.
Okay. Okay, then yeah, that's why I wanted to do that. Get him out of there.
Perfect. Okay, next PC's turn.
I want to hit it again.
I want to hit it.
I want to hit it real hard. I think
come get the French fry potatoes.
Boost die against it? Yeah, go for it.
If I give you a light side, can I have another boost die?
You can upgrade.
You go for it, bud. 1, 2, 7.
Nice, dude.
9.
So 5 success, 4 or 3 advantage. So that's 12 damage.
You want
and a crit. Yeah.
Where's the crit?
The 3 advantage.
Oh yeah. So
he is crediting 3.
So let's see. That's...
I think the most crits I've ever had on a creature before it died was 6. And that was a Rancor.
I will roll crit on this. Then crippled until healed. Killed one of the tentacles.
Increased difficulty of all checks that use that limb by 1 difficulty die. Have you been adding the difficulty for all its stuff? The two extra purples to all its bullshit? To everything it does?
Yeah, I did. Oh, two extra purples?
Yeah, because it increases the difficulty until end of encounter. Those two same crits that we had earlier, the...
I've been adding... Yeah, I haven't.
Okay, well, that's fine. HW, just stand up. No, okay, I'm kidding. Yeah.
You lost it. There, one of the tentacles. You were hacking away and one of them dropped off.
I mean, I don't know if the health is split, but I wasn't hitting the tentacle. I was hitting...
Yeah, he was hitting the thing.
The main thing.
Oh, well, shit, can that cripple his one of his... The Wampa arm or something, or...
Yeah, sure. We'll
it says limb crippled until healed or replaced.
Yeah, so the Wampa arm is crippled. It's just like, hack the Wampa arm off of it.
So that arm will have three extra purples if it does any attacks.
No, it's just gone.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Oh, wait, can HW roll something like a, I don't know, resilience? I guess that wouldn't really...
We're pretty much just left with the Shug-Out at this point with a grenade launcher on its back. HW, yeah, what, I forgot. How do recovery rules work in this?
I don't think we can. Honestly, I think it's something that someone has to do a medicine check or give them a stim pack or something.
So
there's no like saving throws, but you could always homebrew, like, you want to try to recover, like get on your feet or something and do like a resilience check to see if you can like regain consciousness at like one hit point or something.
Let's do a hard roll. Roll resilience, HW.
Oh god.
Two failure and an advantage. At least you don't take any strain or anything.
Yeah. We'll just call it a flat watch.
You're having too good of a dream right now. Your journal is completely open. You're reading everything. It all makes sense to you.
At least I'm behind a wall now.
Yeah, right. But the outer gates are like right in front of you. So that puts us to...
Get rid of your zombie NPCs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I grenaded them.
But I mean in the turn order.
Oh, that's right. Double deleted.
I will use a light side point.
Dark side.
I will use an 8 side.
Destiny point.
Destiny point. To have another undead thing shuffle its way up over through here. It turns. The monster will turn and eat. Well, it'll have to do it. It's going to try to eat this.
Who are you biting?
The zombie.
Oh, the zombie. Okay.
It eats the zombie. And...
Do not give that thing more health. I will beat you.
It actually looks like it's recovering. Like, you could see noticeable, like, the Torque is doing some serious damage. And serious that chunk damage. Of concrete, yeah, the concrete did some damage to it, did some serious damage to it, too.
It, like, reinflates a little bit.
Yeah, like, actually, you can see just, like, the cuts and chunks missing in it, like, start to just go, like, you could actually hear it. They're audibly healing back up. That's its first attack. Second attack, since that's gone, it's going to turn around and try to bite. Well, Torque's on top of it, aren't
you? Torque, are you on top? At this point, would the smoke have dissipated? Are we done with the smoke now?
Yeah, it's dissipated.
I'm just curious. I don't remember how many turns smoke lasts. We also had a pillar drop, which could have caused a lot of air to, like, woof.
Yeah, there's probably... There's still smoke going on, but it's not, like, stacking, so it's still just one setback die. It's going to take a swipe at you, Torque.
Two actions and two maneuvers. Is it taking strain for that maneuver?
No, it's got two attacks.
Right, but you move towards the zombie to eat it, and now you're moving back after you've made an action. That's two strain, right, my friend.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, cool. Sorry, John. We will be remembered. I'll put your plaque right next to Mahog and Gogs.
Ship monster is going to take a swing at Torque. It's
the Wrench and the Library.
Toothy bite.
Jesus Christ. That's three success, two advantage. You didn't add the extra two purples.
Oh, I've been adding them as black dye.
They're purples. The black dye were for something else.
Okay.
Nine damage minus your soak, and then two advantage for it.
This thing lunges towards you, Torque, and bites you. Fail with a triumph.
So much threat. So you rolled it three times? So you got a failure and five threat, two failures and five threat, and then two failures, three threat, and a triumph.
Let's say that the tentacles are just like damaging themselves as they're trying to free themselves. With that triumph, there is damage done to that pillar. So I will say this pillar looks like it's about ready to fall, but all of these tentacles are looking like pretty torn up in the process.
Is that all the NPCs then?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, who wants to go?
I just say, can I shoot at... There's a pillar right here above this guy. I'd like to take another crack at it with my gun.
Oh, you shot that down.
Yeah. Well, I shot the metal thing down. Can I shoot this pillar now, or is that pillar gone now, too?
That's not a pillar.
Oh, it's not? Oh, okay.
It was just on the map, man.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My bad. Never mind then about that pillar.
But this pillar with the tentacles is looking pretty weak. I bet you could kill all those tentacles if you crush that pillar.
All right, let's go for it. That's what I'm going to aim for then.
Let me set the dice pool. You're going to have a setback because of all the smoke in the room.
Is he going to get a bunch of boost for all that threat or are those?
Yeah, sure. You can have like two or three stack. Yeah. What happens when that pillar falls?
What happens?
Yeah, how do you, what's going on here?
Well, I'm hoping to crush these tentacles, get them out of here.
Right, but how does that happen? You're shooting the pillar. If someone were watching this in a movie, what does the action look like when you're shooting this pillar and it starts to crumble?
Let's see what happens.
I'm gonna fight for all of the stuff I can. Four success, two advantage. 10, that's
11.
11 damage.
That pillar falls.
Pillar falls, and this is what it looks like. The ceiling starts to crumble. You see around the pillar start to fall apart, and the whole pillar just falls down, and three different pieces just smashing down on these tentacles. Rockets and everything just fall down and start to pile up.
But with the advantage, they roll out of the way. They slide into the water.
Yeah.
I was like, no! Don't say that one. Don't pile. Sorry. Go on. I'm sorry.
Put words in his mouth.
Sorry. Go on.
Man, I was getting mad. There's one doorway and those tentacles are all piled up right in front of it.
gotcha.
I'm sure Hez could scamper through it.
Give me a light side point and it doesn't block the passage.
What about the two advantage? Can that not at least make a pathway that we could crawl out of at least?
That
at the top or something. Like it was just gonna be. Because it wasn't gonna be much. It wasn't like the whole ceiling was gonna fall down. Just the one pillar broke off
said rocks pile up.
I said some of the ceiling came down with it and piled up. The problem is
there's also another pillar that's gone.
Yep. The north pillar is missing.
Yep, you're right.
The north and the west pillars are down.
I'm just saying, give me a light side point, and the entryway is still traversable.
Well, go for it.
Okay, if I'm giving you a light side for that, can I use the advantage in to make it to where the Hez and Captain Torque don't get hurt?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Very good.
Sounds good.
Torque heals half of his wounds.
You've got your berserker rage, damn it. I will say, when you did that, several chunks of the ceiling, several is a strong word, a couple chunks of the ceiling did manage to hit this creature, and it is looking worse for wear.
Nice.
I could have swore that I had some stim packs in here. I guess I don't.
I was gonna say maybe use a light side point, and maybe you might have some.
Yeah, but we only got one light side against five dark side.
Okay.
I want to hit it.
Okay. We properly set this dice pool, so he should get green dye for that, right, Zach?
For what?
Because the monster has three black dye.
For what? The two purple dye for its thing?
Yeah.
That only affects when the Shoggoth does a skill check or a check of any sort. It doesn't. If John's attacking, it doesn't do anything.
Okay, John, go for it.
Four success and three. That's a crit again. Three advantage. So that's 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 damage plus another crit.
Nice.
You're taking strain when you're supposed to be, right, John?
Yeah.
Unless you want to heal the strain, you don't have to take the crit.
No, crit it. Crit it every time.
Okay, so 7.
Someone else takes some of this. Dang.
What is this? Stunned, staggered, cannot perform. Wait a minute. It says there's only three previous criticals, but that's not true. How many criticals are on your sheet?
Well, there should be four.
No, that's correct.
What? It said 3 times 10 last time.
Yeah.
But then it ate a zombie.
It heals a critical wound when it eats a zombie?
Yep.
Okay.
No way. That's crazy, okay. Cool. It's merely a flesh wound.
So it can't perform an action next turn.
For an otherworldly creature, yes, that is pretty realistic.
I mean, I'll give it to you. I just wanted to make sure that we were on the same page.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a shit-covered page, but I just wanted to make sure we were on the same one.
Hey, well, at least it loses a turn. Well, it can't perform action or whatever on the next turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a positive.
Oh, and the tentacles are dead, so yeah.
Yeah. So I'd say we were doing a lot more than Little Chunk.
Yeah, so there should only be one NPC left on the list, and you've got like 100.
Yeah, Jesus.
So that PC...
It'd be Zach. Who's Zach left? And I need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And Seeley.
And Seeley.
And Seeley. But I think Seeley's kind of just doing her thing.
Yeah, we just... No,
can I ask, what does the condition of the Shoggoth appear to be?
There are black streams of what you think are blood just rolling off of its sides.
Do I have any special abilities with my yellow marks?
Roll perception.
What am I rolling perception for?
Well, I mean, you have to perceive what this thing looks like.
Well, I was just doing a quick glance. Does it look like it's beat up? Does it look like I should attack it?
There's a lot of what you assume to be this thing's blood rolling off of it. It looks pretty rough.
Hey, can I interrupt real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Are these black spots, are these like holes from this water where it's coming out?
Yeah, it's like
out,
pipes.
Those are sewer pipes. That's my shitty drawing.
It's above us, and it's pouring water out into the cistern.
I didn't know if maybe it was like a possible hiding spot or something, maybe in case we need to escape.
It could be. Yeah, Hez is going to try and get away from the monster a bit and then take another shot. I would like to... God damn it. I'm going to upgrade it with the last eyesight point.
Okay.
You want me to do it?
Add the upgrade for it.
Okay. I'll add the upgrade. You ready?
Yeah.
Well, not you. I'm talking to Adam.
Oh.
I mean, he's ready too, though.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Woo! Four success. That's 10 damage. Did I get through the soak this time?
Yeah.
Good. Fuck. God damn it.
I mean, you guys are chiseling away from this thing.
Make sure if you see a zombie, you shoot it.
No doubt. That's what Seeley should be on zombie duty.
Right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you nick it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I give it a little baby boo boo.
Give it a love tap.
Nah. Can she still shoot even if there's no zombies there? Can she just shoot at Shoggoth when there's no? Cool.
Bring HW back to life as a vampire.
Does she? Oh my god.
No.
Dude. Oh my god, that's kind of creepy.
That is not how this works. Oh. So it's just Seeley's turn, right?
Hez just went.
Do you want him to roll resilience again to see if he can regain consciousness?
Yeah. let me set the dice pool here.
That would be good.
Go for it, HW.
Most likely Ned would have to carry him.
Three success and a threat.
Yeah, sure. You were regaining consciousness.
I'll say I'm at 8.9 wounds.
There you go.
I don't think it'll let me put 8.9. Oh, it did. Good.
I'm at 8.9.
Huzzah! That will be your turn, though.
Oh, I don't care. I'm not dead. That's fine.
HW wants to, and there's just like you can hear the ceiling shaking above you. The monster, you can hear it from Cistern, is just shrieking in pain and anger. And it's like this otherworldly scream where it's just like,
God.
But yeah, it's just this terrifying noise. And there's just like dust and smoke everywhere. It's hard. It's kind of like that scene from, what is it, Saving Private Ryan?
Oh my God.
The D-Day scene?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, except like nobody's missing. Well, okay, so the monster's missing arms.
The monster's walking around carrying its own leg or
whatever. Yeah, it was. Or his own arm. In the water. No, that's the zombie. One of the zombies is. But you're just kind of shell-shocked. Seely is going to block the doorway, having seen that this is obviously helping the monster by eating these things.
Does she have good strength?
Could
she try and take this pillar down, too, to block this door? No, go ahead. Go ahead and shoot the thing. It's fine.
Yeah, but I mean, Seely would have seen that coming. That's not too much of a stretch for Seely to figure that out. So she will take a shot at the next pillar right here. Or what do you guys think? This pillar or this pillar?
Well, the zombies are all coming from the south, right?
Yeah, but she's blocking the entryway.
Just have her shoot the Shoggoth. It's fine. Have her help us out. You just hear and then pew pew.
Yeah, right?
A success and 3 threat. 6 damage.
Seely's shot isn't able to pierce the monster's thick hide. I say hide, that's a real loose term. Doesn't seem to do any damage to it, and with the threat it has drawn, she's no longer in the shadows. Mm-hmm. It is fully aware of her, although luckily will not be able to reach her.
You know what's really fucked up is part of me believes that Seely would just jump on this thing and start fighting. But I don't want that to happen.
Me either. So that's why I'm not letting it happen. A little metagamey, but that's fine.
He's not here, so we're not going to put him in grave danger.
Yeah. The NPC cannot attack. So, PCs. Oh, take swing. It's
coming to hit.
Okay, John's going to hit it.
Can we do the Power Ranger thing where we all put our weapons together and put our hands on each other's shoulders and blast one giant beam at it?
That would be pretty fucking cool. But, John, what's your strength at?
5.
Oh, you recovered it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I asked you if it was fair and you were okay.
No, it's fair. It's fine. We might have to readdress that, but for now, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think it was fair, but I was okay with you being okay with it.
Yeah, it's in the moment. Might
have to be a thing where, like, if he doesn't attack in a turn, it goes away or something, or starts to fatigue him after so many turns.
On the other hand, the ridiculousness of your monster, like,
yeah,
I probably would have been dead a long time ago, and we would have done nothing, so.
Yeah, so it's fair. We'll readdress it later, but it's fair for this moment. It's the first time you tapped in.
We'll nerf you on the next patch. You're fine.
Yeah, it's unfettered, raw, berserk rage power.
For the first time.
Yeah. There'll be some drawbacks later. Roll for it.
You ready for me to hit this thing?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. How?
You're missing some dice, aren't you?
I don't think I am. There shouldn't be any setback die.
Or boost or anything?
No, that I can think of. That was against the tentacles. The tentacles I was treating as their own entity.
A failure and 4 advantages.
What do you want to do with those 4 advantages?
Kill it.
Oh, yeah, no, because the black die only go against, or the setback die only go when it's rolling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're just swinging away at this thing, so you can.
I have an idea. Could his shock lance, if he does a glancing blow off the thing, doesn't do any damage, but he hits the water close to it and it takes electrical shock and takes 2 strain damage?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, wait. John, that's advantage, right? He can heal all that heal his strain for 4.
There you go.
And just continue this wild berserker rage.
I guess since we're doing that, we might as well.
Just let this thing ride while you can before Adam nerfs your character.
In for a penny, in for a pound? What, is that what it is?
Something like that. Hez is going to start running towards Seely, which is uncharacteristic of Hez. He's going to...
Seely gives you a wink as you run towards her.
Oh, God, I'm running back. No.
He's like, that's pretty on character.
He's also kind of like thinking if we hit it from different angles, it might be good. He'll move down like to the southwest position. And it's like the, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock position. And he will fire his blaster again.
Just don't cross the streams.
I'm crossing the streams. I'm doing
it. Do what you got to.
Quick, Ray, get the trap.
Go for it.
Two in the box, ready to go. Oh my God, what the fuck?
They be slow. I looked in the light.
Two failure. I
looked in the light.
And three
advantage. I crossed advantage. The stream.
I'm just going to
heal. I'll take back strain from your advantage.
I need to heal. I'm over half of my strain. I'm going to heal some strain. All right, my turn's done.
HW's alive.
What are you going to do with your newfound life?
Run right back into it.
Can I do a medical check to try to, like, patch myself up a little bit?
Yeah, sure. A lot of blood.
So much blood.
It can be hard.
Okay.
Go for it. Nice. Yeah. Recover. I don't even remember what your health is at.
8.9.
Recover 2 health.
Yay, 6.9. Nice.
2 advantage. That actually worked. No, I'm sorry. That's a big move. What do you want to do with your 2 advantage?
My 2 advantage, I will use those with my move to get my pickaxe and then get back to the spot I was at and just lay down again. Because my pickaxe was holding those tentacles in place and then stuff fell on it.
Yeah, okay. You just run out there real quick and you're
don't
just
forget
like,
your hat.
No, so what I'm thinking is you shoot up and you're like, quick wrap yourself up real quick. And you're like, yeah, that's what you just run out there, take your pickaxe, and you're just like, okay.
And then I just, like, back there. As far, as close as you'll let me get to this light in the northeast corner.
Like a moth to flame.
Yeah,
a little bit. Do this thing.
That seems okay.
Okay, because there's one more card up my sleeve that I haven't pulled yet.
No, he's right there, and he's okay. Not. He's. That's fine. I don't want to be. I don't want to be too far up. Like, I just wanted to make sure like the move wasn't too much. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I wasn't running around too much. But that's it.
There was still.
HW's content. He has his pickaxe back.
Neb would like to blast this thing, whatever's left of it.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're ready.
Yep. 2 success. That's 9 damage.
Nice.
Yeah, this thing is looking significantly bloody. Again, though, it seems like you're just putting some glancing blows into it.
Hold on one sec. Pi was chatting with me.
Oh, is he in?
He said, sorry, I missed the game, and I was like, no worries, we're still here. We have the monster on the ropes if you want to try and get the final blow.
He can be our Rick Moranis.
Right?
Oh, you joined in.
Did it? Yeah! Yes!
All right.
It's Seely's turn, and the thing's almost dead.
I was trying my best to channel my inner Seely. Seely slunk in the shadows.
Nice.
Took some pot shots, prevented zombies from healing the monster.
Pot shots? She wasn't biting?
Adam and I both were convinced that Seely would have jumped on this thing and just started gnawing at it, but neither one of us wanted to put you in immortal peril.
Because it would have eaten you.
Because, like now it might work, because it was dead, but at the time, it was wrecking our shit for a minute.
Yeah.
We were all almost dead.
HW went unconscious for a bit.
Yeah. So to catch you up, there are four pillars around the cistern. Two of them are down, and every time they take down a pillar, a chunk of the ceiling of the cistern falls down on the monster. John is just going apeshit on this fucking thing.
He finally got his berserker rage.
Yes. So with his berserker rage, his brawn dice get doubled. So he's just swinging away at this thing. Yeah, basically that's it. Like, that's the quick recap.
So we're all bloody. Seelie is perfectly fine.
Seelie hasn't gotten attacked.
Seelie is untouched because she's been hiding the whole time. Zombies run right past her.
Like, I was looking at my wounds. I have no damage.
No, you're perfect. You're 100%. Because
you've been in the shadows the entire time.
Ah, okay.
Adam said this thing is looking very, very rough.
Yeah, it's just like streaming, like, I guess, streaming black blood. And so that leaves you, Seelie. It is your turn.
Cool. So which cisterns are broken?
The ones with the X's.
Pillars. There's pillars. So this the cistern one. Has a pillar at the each cardinal one. Point.
Seelie's going to bite this pillar.
Seelie, hold on. Seelie, you should know there's only one way in and one way out. Yes. Right here. So be careful with what you do and how you describe the falling of the ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the only way open left right now?
That's the only way out for us to get out.
There's one entrance and one exit. There's two entryways into the cistern.
Oh.
Well, that may not be true. He said earlier when I was asking questions that these black holes here are pipes, and they could lead us out somewhere. That one there.
They definitely go somewhere. They're probably like storm drains or something.
Yeah, but it could help us later. So remember that too, in case somebody does get trapped.
That's correct. Oh, nice, man.
What's this green circle around
the... Oh, smoke.
Is this still there?
His tentacles were stuck to the pillar. It's not relevant anymore.
Okay.
No, this smoke screen right here.
That was from Zach's grenade, wasn't it? Or Hez's grenade?
No, it's from the pillar falling.
Oh, okay. It's dust.
It's just dust and debris.
Just dust.
Yeah, that's still it's there. Just that'll be there for
poo particles year. Floating through the air, getting into our lungs.
When you put that circle up, you said it was his range of motion when trapped his tentacles on the pillar.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
And so the pillar's gone. That range of motion isn't relevant anymore.
Okay.
Boom! John coming in with the big memory.
Where's
the lights at it? Okay. I changed my mind. Seelie's gonna run in.
Okay.
Take a chomp.
I want to use the light side to boost it.
Is there still light
side? We don't have any more light side.
We got bad news.
It got really rough.
Oh, let me sink. Oh, we're at 0-6. Okay, she's just going to bite then. We're biting.
Bite.
Okay, go for it.
Is there any way we can get her a boost?
How about this? Yes, how about this? She was in the shadows. It never saw her coming. And she's like a lightning bolt. What, you can't get a boost for that?
Last attack she made, she missed.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
I would have totally given it to you, but I definitely established that
point. Yeah, you're right. No, you're good.
Except for when you described it, you were like, there's this blaster bolt from nowhere.
The second one, she had three threat, and he's like, she's no longer hidden.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember it now. Yes! Seelie bit the monster with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 success, 1 threat, and a triumph. So that's 10 damage and a crit if you want it to be.
No, it's definitely a crit with the triumph.
Well, it doesn't have to be. The triumph doesn't have to be a crit.
This thing already has 3 critical injuries on it. 4?
There'll be 4 for the next one. It'll be times 4 for the next one, so it'll have 5 critical injuries.
So you do some serious damage to it, like Seelie throws caution to the wind.
She's approaching the monster like Pac-Man. Waka waka.
Pretty full of womp rat, but just like continuing to throw more food into her stomach.
She's like a snake. She'll just regurgitate what she doesn't need.
let me roll. No, this is number 5 now.
Yeah. Too bad you didn't leave that other one there. You could have been tied with me for the max amount of criticals on one beast.
There we go.
Beating out that. One wound and one strain at the beginning of every turn.
139.
Oh, wow.
So what it means is, if you track the damage after it's unconscious, for every 5 wounds past the threshold, you add a critical. Because they're bleeding out. Like, you have to either stop the bleeding, or they'll just continue to take damage. Even while they're unconscious.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
That's nice, dude.
Well, it's its turn, so it takes an extra damage and strain.
Gonna turn around and...
Don't forget to add the 2 purple.
Oh, yeah.
And to take your wound and strain damage.
I did the wound and strain.
Yeah. Damn!
Purple.
I'm holding your ass accountable.
That's good. Yeah, that's that right? Yep.
Consequences, repercussions.
It's going to take its first bite at
Steely. Didn't we also say that if someone was on top of it like this, that it would get one setback for trying to attack them? Because it was like in their face. When John was first talking about jumping on like the dragon thing, to jump on the thing. But instead he did it to the tentacle.
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
Boom.
Wow!
A success, 2 Sealy. Advantage, and a try.
And who did it bite?
Sealy. The one that's right inside of it. So that's 7 damage, minus your soak.
And 2 then... advantage. That's its toothy bite, so burn damage. No, that's if I do the ability, which I will do. Dark side point. So it'll do burn damage.
How many turns is that?
2 turns. It will take... 2 damage.
So that's well, Sealy will take 2
damage. She will take 2 damage.
She will take. I'm sorry. I am very drunk. And then it will take a bite at Torque.
Can it do the same? I guess it has mouths all over it, doesn't it? Never mind.
Yeah, it does. This thing is mouths on mouths on mouths.
Gross.
Sealy, did you roll your crit injury?
You rolled a 95 off the bat, almost max. At the brink. Every action you take, you suffer a strain. Wow.
Okay, so then the second attack, Torque, it's going to take a swing at you.
Holy cow, dude.
It can't do claws, it can't do tentacles.
Steely, thank you, but back off.
Fix it up. We're gonna do some
Jesus,
tentacles.
5 success.
Holy cow.
That doesn't okay, yeah. 5 success, so that's a 9 damage to Torque. Minus
I thought we
soak.
Destroyed the tentacles.
Well, he has tentacles on him coming
out. Oh, yeah, he has more. He has more, I see him.
John, you haven't forgotten that you lose 2 soak when you're in your...
He's been using advantage to heal it.
No, he...
The last time he had, like, 4 advantage. He just healed
it.
Yeah, I'm saying, when he's in his berserk state, he loses 2 soak. Yeah, so this thing just, like, turns around and then lunges at you with all of its... Like, the many tentacles coming off its body... definitely much smaller than the 4-inch diameter ones that were coming at you earlier. You're able to shrug them all off. All right, so that puts us at...
Want to hit him?
Yeah, John.
Me set up.
I didn't. I kept forgetting to upgrade my attacks when I attack him because he's bigger than me. God damn it!
All right, go for it. Green die.
Woo! Oh, that's 3 success and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 advantage.
Is that 2 crits?
Holy cow.
Yeah, 2 crits and then a leftover advantage.
Good roll.
And 10 damage.
That is crazy.
Unless John wants to heal strain, like, there's still 1 leftover advantage if you do 2 crits.
Okay, crits is at 2? Just 2?
Yeah, his critical rating is 3, so he has to get 3 advantage per crit.
Okay, so I'll heal 1 strain and he takes 2 crits.
Staggered. Okay. Attacker may immediately attempt another free attack against you, so you just roll the same thing again.
I'm gonna hit him again?
Yeah! Yeah. But hold on, let him roll his other crit first. Roll that other crit.
Yeah.
There you go. What is it? Another compromise. So now it has 3 purples when it does anything. Oh my gosh.
Hurry up and attack him again.
It keeps rolling so low. Yeah, go ahead and attack.
So I can roll again?
Yep.
Yeah. Use that lance.
3 success and 4 advantage. So that's another 10 damage plus a crit and then an extra advantage.
We'll roll crit.
Holy cow.
117. Blinded. Can no longer see.
Upgraded difficulty of perception and vigilance. Checks three times.
And all other checks twice. So that means it has 3 purples and 2 upgrades against it when it does anything. So that's like 2 reds and a purple every time it does something.
So, John, do you want to paint us a word picture of what it looks like when you just fucking
splatter this thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's tell us.
Seelie's eating it while you're just beating it to death.
Yeah, I'm just pounding on it with like black ichor just spraying all over me.
Like, it's been dead for a minute, but he just keeps hitting it. That rage is just like burning out of him.
It's not dead, is the thing.
It's not? Yeah.
No, I've been tracking the damage. Like, you are tormenting this thing for fucking sure.
I thought you were trying to tell him to describe its death.
No, I just
want to know what it looks like before it's an instant death.
It has to.
We're at 7 now.
So, Adam, you now have the you are now leading the pack with the most criticals on one of your monsters. It has to get like 250 on the roll or some shit like that before it dies. But it also takes 1 damage, 1 wound, and 1 strain damage every turn.
Yeah.
So it could just die.
It could just fall over.
Yeah.
We're a bit of ways from that, but I think we're going to probably get
there. Seelie, do you want to go next since you're on top of it?
Seelie bites him again.
No hesitation. I'm just going to bite him again.
I suffer 1 strain for my action.
Oh, hang on. Let me make sure I have...
Yeah, 1 strain for your action. And you have a light side point now you can flip. You
want to upgrade it? Use the light side point to boost it.
No, it upgrades. Nope. Yeah, you get it.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, 3 shit. Success, 2 advantage, and 1 triumph.
So that's 3. Do we add those 2 advantages to the last advantage that Captain rolled?
No, that's not.
That's 3 successes, so she heals the strain and heals 3 wounds.
So that's 7 crit. Damage and a triumph there, Adam. Roll that critical. I'm gonna see this.
Oh my gosh, and I
looked really it up. Lame. There is no max, apparently, as far as I could tell.
It's staggered, right? So I can bite again?
No, that was only for that one.
The setup.
One thing.
Yeah. Until healed, may not perform more than 1 maneuver each turn.
Yeah, the that one critical staggered was that attacker may immediately attempt another free attack. Hez is gonna shoot this thing.
I just say so. Men.
We're all just standing around in a circle, shooting and biting and hitting it.
Yeah, like you,
while HW is going over to this red lamp, like, oh, man. I'm gonna shoot this thing.
Hang on, let me look at the dice. I'm shooting it.
I also get, I'm gonna add him 1 extra green because he's bigger than me by 2 sizes.
Yep.
I did it already, so. 3 success, that's 9 damage! Hez gets 1 damage to his soak and bullshit, it dies.
You're, like, I just wanna, to the listeners, I want to paint this picture to them. Like, this thing is completely immobilized at this point. Cannot see. And, like, has no ears. But can't hear. Like,
you told us it doesn't belong in reality, Adam.
No, it doesn't. But, like, the only thing it feels right now is pain.
Don't try to make me feel bad for this monster.
As it's being wailed on from all directions.
Ben,
wait,
shoot it!
Neb!
Neb, do it! HW, where the hell did you go? Are you awake? I saw you run out here! This is just blood coming out of his coveralls.
Yeah, there is fucking black ichor everywhere.
Are you ready for Ben's shot?
Yeah. Ben, go for it.
A success and an advantage. That's 8 damage and 1 advantage. You can heal a strain, or you can pass a blue die along. Or, you know, something... 1 advantage worthy.
Yeah, I'd like to heal my strain.
Yeah, just once you get 1 strain healed.
1 strain, okay.
Yep.
Okay. Who are we left with?
HW.
HW.
All right. HW is like terrified, but he knows that Diego will guide him. Diego. He's going to come up right here.
New passage too.
And he's going to take two strain to focus and aim, and he's going to attempt to whip this thing in the eye.
I mean,
no, you're not out.
There's multiple eyes.
Well, the one that's not, one of the ones that's not blinded already.
That's why I get a boost for the focus on aiming, because he's got so many eyes, it doesn't matter. Like, he's just trying to hit an eye. He doesn't know that this thing's blind. Like, he's just he wants to go hit it in the eye. He is upset.
I've been waiting for you to use this whip on something for so long.
He did it already earlier.
No, he didn't roll this time.
There's so many criticals.
Yeah, it's literally a walking crit box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, so yeah, go for it.
All right, come on.
Yes! A success and a triumph! That's 5 damage and a triumph. Watch me whip. Watch me melee. I love that so much. Another bleeding out. So now you suffer 2 wounds and 2 strain for every turn. This thing is slowly dying.
It's just horrible,
So Adam, anything this thing does, you're going to add 2 purple and a red to anything it does.
Oh my god.
After the beginning of the next turn, it'll have suffered 5 wounds, and so you're gonna have to give it another crit, right?
Well, no, it's not past the threshold yet. That's trying to kill it after it's unconscious kind of stuff.
Okay. I guess this thing's gonna take another bite at Seeley. Seeley's still on top of it.
Everyone listening, the next critical is going to add 100 to the roll if it gets another critical.
Okay, so wait, 2 purple, 2 black? Is that what we decided?
2 purple? No, purple, it's 2 red and a purple. 2 red and a purple, you tried to cheat the system.
I thought you said 2 purple and a red.
No, 2 red and a purple, because there's 3 purples, and then there are 2 upgrades, because it's blind. Oh. So it's 2 reds,
you know better than
2
me.
Reds and a purple.
I trust you.
Mistake number 1.
Great.
Hess is gonna leave everyone's ass here. He doesn't care. He's like, get me out of here.
It will use 1 light side point to make its toothy bite.
Oh wow.
It's okay. I just thought of something that we've been doing wrong the whole time, but it doesn't matter because we're so far ahead. What? I don't think it's actually supposed to take a crit if it doesn't take damage.
No.
But it doesn't matter. This is a monster and it's ungodly.
Yeah.
The monster got 4 successes and 2 threat on its toothy bite, giving a 10 damage.
Yeah. Because of its toothy bite with the dark side that I used.
Who are you attacking?
Seeley. It's caustic, or it's acidic drool. With as an incidental, spend a dark side destiny point to give the toothy bite weapon the burn 2 quality until end of.
Did you also do the 2 damage and 2 strain? 2 strain damage for this thing? I just want to make sure it's not dead before.
No! It's not dead.
Okay.
You still got a ways to go.
So 10 minus your soak and you're going to burn. Burn!
You guys have been sitting here hacking away at the monster, and there's still another pillar sitting there.
There's 2 pillars.
Yeah. Everybody's right next to the monster, though, too.
I don't have any more explosives. Is it our turn again?
Yep.
Oh,
no, it's not, because it hasn't done a second attack.
He doesn't get it on.
Yeah,
he only
does.
One maneuver now.
One maneuver.
It has 2 attacks. You're all in maneuver range.
No, only 3 people are within range.
Right.
But I can't see anyone.
No, it's just lunging wildly.
Oh, that's right.
It's undulating.
You still have to add the two red and the 1 purple, so. It should be the same roll, probably, if you're doing 2.
Yeah, it is.
My next turn, I'll take a shot at the pillar, but I'd like Seeley or somebody to get and everybody to get out of the way.
It's going to run, and then it's going to lunge at Torque, V, the other thing that's been causing it massive damage.
When we're done, we gotta make sure this thing is dead. Two success and an advantage, that's 8 damage and an advantage.
Or if you're taking 2 extra damage per turn, it doesn't pierce your ungodly stoke.
Nope. Not today, doesn't. Not today.
That's a balance this pass for God, just beat the shit out of this thing. Kill it.
You got your dice set?
Yep, go for it.
You have a light side if you want to upgrade. Okay. Go. 3 success, 4 advantage. That's 10 damage and another crit plus an extra advantage. Roll that crit. I want to see this thing die. It's adding 100 to whatever you roll. Complete absolute death! Woo! It was 190. 190. Complete absolute death. John, how does this thing? How do you how do you absolutely decimate this thing?
Yeah, what does it look like?
I mean, I'm just still like just beating on it.
The whole time he's just been like yelling and hitting it with his stick.
Torque is just in this frenzy and just like everybody's been doing decent amounts of damage to it, but Torque has just been like pounding away at it. Like at some point, this thing is clearly dead. And he is still just pounding it into mush as he continues to pummel it into like an even finer powder sludge. A voice chimes over the intercom. I should say that there's intercoms that chime in, and then you just hear this.
Bing bong.
Well done, Talk. I did not expect you to take out my guardian, nor do I really care. My plans are almost complete, but well done. I shall see you soon. Seeley, you recognize the voice as Hubert North. Way more confident than he used to be, but yeah. So as that ends, like, you just hear a mass. Like, it just sounds like there's a lot of zombies moving towards you through this tunnel.
And with that,
I want to hit them.
We're going to call this episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Stranger Skies. What will happen next? We're all almost dead, and we have zombies on our tail now. Whoa! Hope you enjoyed the show. Again, we are pairing up with some other Star Wars tabletop role-playing game podcasts. That's a mouthful. Participating in the Child's Play charity, we're doing a thing called Donate for Destiny. If you go to our website, talesoftheouterrim.com, you can find it in our events tab. If you guys want to interact with us, you can find links to all to our socials on our website. We want to say thanks to Steph Makepeace for making the music for the show. You can find her SoundCloud at Makepeace. All right, everyone. Hope you have a good night, and may the force be with you.